Challenge accepted.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Video Content Challenge, where the question is, climbers, how do you get to 7? We need to recreate on a digital platform. We need to recreate the rotational format programming of heavy rotation that radio had. Radio had the luxury of a captive audience and being able to pound the same content into your head over and over and over again. But if you just think about yourself, if you even look at the most amazing piece of random video content that's not from somebody you love, not from an artist you love, or from a brand that you love, or a product that you love, you see it once, maybe it was so good you watch it a second time if it shows up in your feed again organically. But after that, your brain goes, I've already seen this. You know, I know how this works. So how do you get to 7, right? How do you get to that point where people stop filtering out that information, start to pay more attention to it? What that's going to require is a boatload of different kinds of video content. This is why TikTok works. It gets you to 7. And YouTube for the same matter. I think, you know, when stuff goes viral like that, it happens, you know, when it's really, really interesting content. So, you know, we're going to talk about concepts for music videos, for lyric videos, and also for like little pieces of mini content, maybe 20 seconds long, the length of the chorus, and you push that out there and get people to start going. And we get a guest that comes on the show. They have a song that's out. Maybe they have a music video, maybe they don't. But we start talking about a bunch of other stuff that we can put together to continue the promotion of it. So we are honored and blessed today to have the incomparable Leah Turner on our show. Hi, Leah.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me and that incomparable introduction.
So, Brent, you and Leah have a mutual friend here.
We do. Yeah, we're just talking off air about Jesse Frazier, who just won BMI Songwriter of the Year for the second time, I believe, at the time of this recording last night at the BMI Awards. So
nice.
Yeah, I know. I texted him yesterday and was just like, congratulations. And, you know, it's pretty awesome that he's a part of this new journey with me. And he was at the very beginning when I got signed to Sony and produced and co-wrote my top 40 single, Take the Keys, and then was the first single that I released from this project that we're going to get into.
Yeah, which is awesome. And Jesse, he was one of my song players at Major Bob when I was there, like 2005 is when I signed with Major Bob. So he was like, you know, just the young Jesse, you know, back in the back. And then he started, you know, building some tracks. And I heard he was DJing and stuff. But he hid that whole songwriter thing from me, from all of us, I think. So then I was like, what?
Yeah, he is a great songwriter.
And you were introduced to us through our friend Ray Hamilton, our mutual friend. And
yes.
Y'all, like, what's interesting about Leah, if you haven't been turned on to Leah yet, we're going to turn you on to her right now. This is one of the most brilliant, and I don't know if this, like, if you fell into this and then realized how smart it was and kept rolling with it and it became intentional, or if it was intentional from the start, but you've really kind of created your own lane here in country with a very sort of, I mean, how would you describe it? It's very Spanish and country at the same time, and it freaking works. How do you describe it?
Well, you know, my mom's first generation Mexican American, so I'm second generation Mexican American. I'm half Mexican, and then my dad is a real cowboy in the rodeo. He's a championship header in the rodeo, so team roping. And, you know, country music has always had such an amazing love affair with the Hispanic culture, with the Latino culture, with the Mexicano culture. You know, vaqueros were the first cowboys, and a lot of those American cowboy traditions come from the vaqueros, from the charros. And so it's a really easy marriage, and it's been... This culture has been represented for a very long time in country music, just not by people whose culture it actually is. So for me to be able to bring those two worlds together that has already been living in, it's already been living there, you know, bring those two sides and those two worlds together authentically, because I am half Mexican and I am half cowgirl, that it just kind of, they've been dancing and they've been dating and they've been flirting, and now I'm marrying them.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love it. So that, which brings us to the title of the song, is it's Vaquera and the Cowboy, right?
Yes.
Now, if vaquero is a cowboy, then vaquera is a cowgirl. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. O's are always masculine in Spanish and A's are always feminine. But then it gets real tricky. You're like, what? Yeah.
Claro que sí.
I'm so confused. That's when you go, qué bueno, qué bueno. Ah, sí, qué bueno.
So we're about to listen to this song, and there's also a video that is already out. It's on CMT, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Tell us a little bit about like the video, what the concept was. Your parents are in it, which is super cool. And yes. Who directed it, all that. And then we'll kind of listen to this song. I'm going to come back and dream up some really cool ideas. And maybe just thank you for saying yes and playing in the sandbox with us on this. So
yeah. Thanks for having me. So this song, Vaquera and the Cowboy, is really, you know, an homage to my parents' love story. And I have had the privilege of having a front seat to true love and to the never give up, you know. My parents got married in a time where you didn't marry outside your race. And they fell in love and it didn't matter. And so really the whole entire EP, Lost in Translation, is really about looking at the heart versus what's on the outside. Because when you look at what's in the heart, nothing can get lost in translation. No matter if it's two different worlds or if it's different languages or walks of life, if the hearts meet and the chemistries are felt and vibes are felt, nothing can get lost, you know? So that's what they did. And they represent that true love of always never giving up and really fighting. And if you feel that love is never going to find you, or you're never going to find that one person that takes your hand and never lets it go, well, watch the Vaquera and the Cowboy, because they will show you what it's like to not have that give up, and you will find that love.
Oh my gosh. That's okay. Awesome. I love it. So who directed the video?
A guy named Carl Jackson directed it. And I wrote it with a guy named Lamont Coleman. And he has won a couple Grammys. He's just a really rad dude. He's got long dreads. And one night I was playing him the songs in Lost in Translation. And he knows, you know, my parents and the story. And I think we drank everything under the cabinets and sun. And we literally wrote this song and sang the vocals until like 5:30 in the morning. And it just poured out of us.
Oh, I love it. All right.
Literally poured out of us.
So let's have a listen to the song, and then we'll come back and we will begin the deep dive into the video content challenge. Here is Lea Turner's Vaquera and the Cowboy.
They got a storybook love, the kind you only dream. Like Leia Jones. So if you're ever questioning if someone's gonna take your hand and never let it go, what's the vaquera and the cowboy? They're moving like outlaws on the floor. They're hotter than a smoking gun. If you wanna get the one who found your sunset right away, what's the vaquera and the cowboy?
Cowboy,
as they ride away.
Oh,
what's the vaquera and the cowboy?
and the cowboy as they ride away.
All right, there we go. I want to dance to that, Leah.
That song is such a jam.
It's so much fun. The cowboy and the cowboy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
I love it. Okay, so tell us conceptually and visually, what did the music video kind of look like?
Yeah, so we brought in like a younger couple that mirrored my mom and dad. And then my parents are in the music video as well. And it's just that real, we wanted to have that real authentic feel, you know? So they're dancing and there's horses. We're riding horses because that's a big part of being a vaquera and a vaquero. And there's, you know, Latin music has such a sensuality to it. And we wanted that to come across in the video. And it doesn't have to be like this sexy, drop it like it's hot, you know, twerking on the dance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there is such a beauty of learning how to dance with a partner, because one knows how to lead and one knows how to follow. And one knows how to follow. And one, you know, it's a beautiful dance that happens. So that's what we wanted to come across that way. Just like the Spanish culture has had a dance with the country music genre.
Love nice. It. All right. So I got a bunch of ideas already.
Me too.
So first off, I mean, starting with the dance, let's just go with the dance. Like,
okay.
On six different levels, this
seriously
makes sense for really great freaking content, you know?
Yes.
There is just something so, I don't care who you are, but there's just something so very sensual about like a salsa dance between two people who really know what they're doing.
Yes.
You know, with that. And so I think any kind of shots on that, like you go out to, you're in California, right?
Yeah, right now I am. Yes.
There must be some places that you can go out there. I mean, I lived out there for 15 years in Southern California where, you know, you can pop in and just take some film footage of a couple stars just doing like stars of the club, you know what
right.
I mean? Like international stars, but dance on just get some really great footage of them and the footwork and all that, that would just, that could, because it's hypnotizing on video. What we want is for people who don't know you, who have no idea right. about your music, about your artistry, about anything, to just be hypnotized with the video and then listen to that hook and fall in love with it. Because
right.
if they hear it enough, you can't not get it out of your head. I mean, it is.
Right.
It's really
a brilliant
strong.
Hook, yeah. You know, yeah.
Thank you.
So I got that. You know, I see a lot of parallax shots, you know, just sort of spinning around them, spinning and doing cool stuff. And even some crazy stuff, because the footwork on that is so, I feel like it would be very camera friendly because it's so together, right?
Right.
And tight, they're tight, they're close together.
Right.
It's very, I don't think I've ever seen that before, of just like footwork of amazing salsa with different shoes. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
yeah, and, that's and awesome. Those,
that wouldn't that be interesting? Like you would watch that and you'd just be like, oh my gosh.
What
and
is
then
going
that
on?
Would also kind of have the DNA, if you will, or the blueprint to, if I'm on TikTok and I consider myself a hell of a salsa dancer, I'm gonna be like, right. babe, put the camera down the floor. Let's go.
Let's
show them how to do this. Yeah.
Right.
Let's show them what we can do. And then all of a sudden it could take off with, you know, let's show it. Let's see your footwork.
Right.
Right. And it's so interesting because there's like nothing about the people. It's just like, look at what happens with this. Look at it is such, the feet back and forth is fascinating to watch when it's
right.
well done.
Kind of
right.
a footwork
Absolutely.
Challenge.
A yeah. footwork challenge.
Which would be cool because it's, you know, when we're in shoes, like it doesn't matter your race. It doesn't matter. I mean, depending
right.
on the shoes, you may not even tell the gender. It just, it's all
right.
just about the footwork, right? It's like
it
a great equalizer. It doesn't matter neck up or, you know,
right.
what size you are from the ankles up.
Right.
It's all about
right.
the footwork, which is pretty cool.
It's all about the footwork.
Yeah.
That
and when
really cool.
when you do it, when you're doing some like really whatever those, I don't know, I'm speaking out of class here, but I mean, whatever the tricks would be that would just translate really well on camera.
Right.
You know, that could be cool because there's a form of salsa that has a little extra flair on the footwork. Is that South American salsa, like south of Mexico?
Right.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
It is. And they also have, I can't think what it's called right now. Florica. And what it is like, you know, when you see them where there's stomping. There's those the shoes. There's kind of like tap shoes, like that type of stuff. And it's the big dance with the beautiful dresses and all of that in there. And they do that together. Just it's kind of like, I don't know, you almost feel like it's two bulls coming up against one another. They're challenging, and then they do the, you know, the dress, and he comes after her and she goes after him. And so it's a really, it's a beautiful dance. It's very, that's Mexican.
Okay. Real world Johnny situation here. Like,
yeah,
for my girl's birthday, what I got her for me, for us, a present for her.
I like the way you did that.
For us was dance lessons, right? Like, she loves to dance. I do not.
Right.
You know, that's not my gig. And, but she loves it. And so when I try to dance with her, like, to see her face light up, right? Like, right. So
you want to lay it down.
I want to lay it down, right? So I said, okay, let's go get some lessons together. So I'm learning how to two-step, y'all, just out there in climber land.
I'm so proud of you, Johnny.
Freaking learning how to two-step.
Pretty soon you're going to be watching the Vaquera and the Cowboy. You're going to be the Cowboy.
So I think because that the love story that you said, the essence of this, right? Like, what if you had, and I don't know if you're ever going to get anybody to agree to this, okay? Right. But we're just dreaming. This is just spaghetti against the wall. Like, if you could go to like a couple dance classes and just get these people who are just trying to do this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some people do it like before their wedding and who are willing to sort of be like goofy.
Yeah.
And just like, no, this is all about the mistakes, right? This is all about like, this is all about what you're doing for one another and not about the dance. The dance is a manifestation of the love.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And if you could do that, how fun would that be? And then one step further, and we say this, it's a vertical we use a lot, but go find the oldest freaking people possible that are still together and still dancing, like your mom and dad.
Yeah.
And film them, because then you just imagine, just because of the melodic story you're telling, the lyrical story you're telling, now there it is visually. Oh, these people have been together for 50 years.
Right.
You know, and that's real love, right? Like, you're talking about. And so, and maybe is there, I bet you if we looked for this, we could find it in 30 seconds, but you know, like some geriatric or really old dance clubs or dance groups where you can find some people maybe that are pretty darn good at it, and but they're 75 or 85. Right. You know what I mean? And then, I mean, that would be so freaking adorable, because old, super old people are just adorable, and they can say anything, they can do anything.
And you just laugh.
And you win. You just win. You can't not watch it and be like, oh, look at that. Right. And all of a sudden, I get a cowboy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now you're singing that song. What the hell is that?
Right.
I got to find out what that is.
Okay, I got something that's completely different. Which I love that, but this is why we throw everything out there. So, okay, I'm not on TikTok very much, but one thing that shows up a lot in my feed, I don't know why, is women thirsting over the dudes from Yellowstone. I don't watch the show. I haven't seen it, but it's cowboys, right?
Love this show. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I've seen like 10 minutes of the first episode. That's all I've seen.
So addicted to the whole thing. It's a slow start in the first episode. So I recommend watching it. It's super
You want to know what's crazy is that I just got asked to do this like celebrity cutting horse contest, and it's the cast from Yellowstone that's going to be there. And so we're going to, like, you know, I won it 3 years ago, the whole entire contest, or not contest. It's like, I don't know if you know what cutting horses is, but like, you are on a horse and you take the cow away from the herd and you don't want them to get back, and the horse moves side to side. So they asked me to do it again this year, and they were like, and the whole Yellowstone cast is going to be there. And my only question was, is Kevin Costner going to be there? Because I'm in! But he's not. But a lot of other people are. So it's going to be awesome.
I thought you'd have gone for Rip. Everybody wants Rip.
No. You know,
because he's all muscles and just a hard ass. You know?
No.
So, okay. So that's great. So any kind of footage or pictures or whatever, because, you know, you're the cowgirl. Yeah. They're the cowboys. Yeah. But also just people just, you know, showing clips of the dudes or whatever. And I don't know, you know, like I said, I don't know the show. So I don't know if there are any, you know, Hispanic, you know, vaqueros on there or anything. So, but are there any of that, or even just the cowboys? Because apparently the girls like to thirst over them. It's just a thing. What's going to make them watch and get that hook in their head again? So I think there's stuff there to play with.
How about a freaking Chippendales lineup with, you know, banana hammocks and a cowboy hat for each guy and abs. That's it. And the there girls, you freaking win. You win with that. And then they're doing the dance maybe together, right? Like as a group kind of a thing. That doesn't suck.
Yeah. That doesn't suck at all. What do you guys think about doing like a dance that's that like everybody can do? Like you might not have like you might not have a partner or a cowboy. You might be the one looking for that love. You know what I mean? And so like, it's something, I don't know, kind of like that you and your girlfriends can do, you and your girlfriends can do, or you and your guy friends can do, you know what I mean? That it's like, oh, we're looking for that vaquera, you know what I mean? Or they're looking for that cowboy, the girls are. And so it's like, I don't know, something, I don't know, that kind of like Fancy Like did, that they kind of went by those lyrics, you know, and kind of, you know, maybe choreograph something there that you can have four cowgirls, you know, four vaqueras being like, watch me. And then the guys come in, or it's, you know, just a bunch of, I guess your guys' point, dancing around. Is that something that would be cool or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so I'm thinking like, so now you're the Southwestern Walker Hayes, you know, well, Walker Hayes, I think has sort of single-handedly started every one of the damn dance crazes on multiple songs because he's doing it with his family. He's got a whole dance troupe within the household.
Can you please do this with your mom and dad?
I know. That's what I was kind of thinking. I mean, we would have to.
Because that warms my heart. Right?
Yeah, we would have to like literally probably give my dad a bottle of tequila for him to even agree to it. I'm just kidding. My dad's a great dancer. But I think that would be really something. I mean, I don't know, to maybe have my parents do it. And then you could be like, so where's your, you know, vaquera and where's your cowboy? Like, you know, like these two show you. And I don't know what that dance would look like. But
but if it's something like they can do, probably it's something that a lot of people could do. Right. They're good dancers, but you know, if you make it where, again, I think that if you do that dance, something that a lot of people can do, then it opens it up. And one thing you mentioned too, is like, you know, we do a lot with interview footage, right? So interviewing you, talking to the camera, telling the story behind the song, your parents' love story, that's all super compelling. It makes a song like,
hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Gives extra depth to hearing the song.
Right.
And then, of course, you have the hook playing underneath. You know, the audio playing underneath, and you cut the clips and all that stuff. So that stuff can be cut up a thousand
different
ways.
She has that, actually. You sent that to us. You got one of those about a minute long. You're right on point. Mm-hmm. And but to Brent's point, you want to multipurpose that content, right? So on one, I want to see the visual of you sitting in that chair, telling the story behind Vaquera and the Cowboy and your parents' love while we're listening to that hook in the background. And then two, taking clips of the music video that which obviously has the hook playing and dubbing your narrative over the top.
Right.
So that becomes a couple of different pieces of content to push out. That's telling the story of that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Brent mentioned it, but I want to put a big old asterisk on it. Like, you have this amazing opportunity to, one, like, obviously you know your way around a cutting horse, which we just found out. Like, holy crap. That makes sense, though, because, but you know, your parents are from, and country music, you know, having a love affair with Mexican and Spanish music, also love affair with the rodeo, you know, for sure.
And so, rodeo is Spanish, or rodeo is what it is. Yeah. We just whitened it, made it white and said rodeo.
You got that fancy rodeo stuff, and where's the bano?
Yeah, exactly.
Donde está el bano? Can you
the
hear
band?
Me?
You're looking for the band? I'm confused.
But you need a boatload of that content of you hanging out with the Yellowstone people, laughing, carrying on, and then you... a bunch of cuts of you with a vulgar display of prowess on the horse.
Right.
You know, like, oh, that's so interesting and doing that. And then, you know, hey, not for nothing. This is a long shot, but you can't win if you don't play. Come up with that dance before you do the Yellowstone thing.
And make them do it.
And make them do it with you. Yeah.
Get on in here, cowboys.
Darn deal. Right. Darn deal. So I love that. That's freaking fascinating.
Yeah. I think that'll be cool if I can do it.
It's like you're telling the story. Okay, this is my parents' love story. This is a testimony to them. What's your love story? Like, what's your parents' love story? Let me hear your love story.
Right.
You know, asking for that response, whether it's on a TikTok where they can stitch on the end of it and give their, or show me your parents, you know, show me the people, the love that inspires you, whether it's your parents or whether it's your sister and her husband or your best friends or whoever, it doesn't matter. This is what inspires me. This inspired me to write this. I want to know what love story inspires you.
Right.
And just asking for them to generate content, asking for them to interact with you, I think could be cool. And serve it up on a lot of different platforms. But of course, you got the song underneath you asking for it, right?
Right, because that's pounding in their head. What do you guys think about video quality? Like, sometimes I feel like, you know, if it's more like relatable, people like that. You know, when I see somebody that's always up there and like made up and like, you know, pushed up to this and that, like, you know, sometimes I'm kind of like, I don't know if people feel like, well, I don't look like that. You know, I don't feel like I look like that person, you know, so, or everything's so professional. Do you think that there's an equal mix between those? Or do you think that it's better to kind of just, you know, be like, hey, I'm just telling you my story. You know, I'm actually at my parents' house telling you their love, you know, kind of where it's more relatable that way. Or what do you guys think?
I got a couple answers to that. Number one is, first and foremost, authenticity trumps video quality.
Right.
Period. End of story. If it's authentic, they're going to see through anything.
Right.
Secondly, in your music video, you have intentionally dated film stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you've made it look old on purpose. You've made it look like less quality than what it was really shot in for effect. It looks brilliant. I love it. You know, it is awesome. So
thank you.
So yeah, you know, what's your love story? Tell us the story. And everybody wants to tell their story.
Yeah.
So here's a chance for them to do that. So there's a vanity play in there. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other idea that I had, so along the lines of the genius behind Walker Hayes, now he put this in the lyric. Okay, but you know, we're fancy like Applebee's on a first date, right?
Right.
And now he's doing Applebee's commercials. They're using that because he just manifested that, right? Mm-hmm. What about how many vaquero and cowboy stories start with a shot of tequila?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So maybe like a close-up shot of like two shots and one of those boomerang shots where...
Yeah.
They're clinking the shots.
That's a great idea.
You zoom out and it's like this two couples and boom. And so it's like, what's your story, right?
How
and
do then you start your story?
Tee that up for Patron or somebody, you know what I mean? To run with that and use your song.
Right.
I think that's kind of cool.
That is really cool.
Also, I was thinking earlier, what represents, you know, these kind of these two cultures, right? So I was thinking, a shot of tequila, but also a shot of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Or something. You know, one represents cowboy, you know, and so that could be kind of fun.
Oh, and
you've
just got like, just imagine like, you know, like a Los Corralejos bottle and then Jack Daniels bottle.
Right.
Two shots in front of it.
Right.
The glasses, you just see the tops of the bottles pour into the shot glass down with labels facing forward. Mm-hmm. And then two hands come in. One's clearly female, one's clearly male. you know, the females on the tequila, and then you zoom out.
Right.
Or maybe you don't. Maybe you just shoot it and put the empty glasses down. I mean,
it's like a 20-second piece, but it's under that chorus. And so you see it's representing them, kind of like the footwork. You don't see faces. You don't see that other stuff. You just see something interesting visually. And you're like, what's going on here? And what's this song I'm hearing? Because it's awesome.
And then you imagine the shark.
Right.
Exactly. And so you can do that with like how many, you know, Spanish drinks versus, you know, you could have Jack Daniels or a, you know, a Lone Star beer. You know, you could do that kind of stuff. So how many different ways can you literally serve that up?
Yeah, Coors Light, that's fun. Cowboys beer.
Exactly. Yeah. What's a, you know, and you just do a bunch of those small ones, you know, different varieties would be kind of
fun. That's a great idea.
You know, hey, and then like, show me yours, you know, what do y'all shoot? You know?
Yeah. What are you guys shooting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Exactly.
So, okay. So another idea I had from the lyric would be like, so this is a little bit maybe bigger of a production kind of a thing. Maybe it's what's behind the lyric video or something if you don't have one already. But what if you're Annie Oakley kind of a thing? Like you're, you know, you're the badass. Like you're the, you know what I mean? So you're, because it's like hotter than a smoking gun.
Right.
And like you come in and you choose.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now my that cowboy. Gets away from the machismo of the Spanish
cowboy.
Culture.
Yeah.
That may be anathema. Like, I don't know if it works against, but you know, it could be kind of cool to, you know, to have that where it's a world where the girls choose.
Right.
You know what I mean? That kind of a thing. And that could be fun.
Yeah. That could be fun.
Here's some that may be a big swing and I don't know the answer to it, but looking at, you know, we just have love across cultures, right? Love across race, love across cultures. I think of what's going on at the border.
Right.
Is there something there? I don't know what it is, but it's like, oh, there might be in a way to, I don't, about love, right?
Right.
Right. It's all about love. It's not about politics. It's not about division or whatever. Is there a way to say, this is love, right? This is my story. How can we, you know, because whatever's going on, love people.
Right.
I'm just wondering if there's a way to highlight that, which I don't know. Because obviously, you know, you have some skin in that game. And as far as, you know, love across cultures. And I think everyone should. On like, however we got here, wherever we go from here, that's one thing that's true is these people are people and they matter.
Right.
They are people with value and worth, worth loving, worth being loved. Okay. You know, how can this be a, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're gonna spark a lot of ire on that one way or the other.
One way or the other.
That's the kind of ire that you want.
Right. Exactly.
If I'm gonna go down, it's gonna go down because I love people.
Right. But it's true. And that's like the whole, you know, message of even the whole EP. It's really just saying, you know, we may have different views or we may come from different walks of life. We may even, you know, speak different languages. But at the end of the day, you know, if we look at one another's hearts and love does always win. And so if you look at each other's hearts, nothing can get lost in translation and you'll be able to have that type of love that like the vaquera and the cowboy that we're talking about because they looked at the hearts and not what was on the outside as far as like race, you know, it wasn't like, oh, she's Mexican, I'm white. We, you know, that's not going to happen because it wasn't happening at that time when they got married.
Right. Sure. So, you know, on that note, like, and you speak about like authenticity. We speak about authenticity trumps like video quality.
Right.
So I mean, it just made me think of like one of my favorite things to do. It's really super easy to do. Like you can source it in about 5 minutes is just go on Giphy and Giphy.com and just pull up like all of your favorite sort of love stories that maybe tell that story, like West Side Story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and how many different Giphys can you get in pack into, it doesn't take much to sort of pack into a 30-second chorus hook, you know what I mean? And sync it to that.
Right.
It's free.
It's like, have Sam Elliott and Salma Hayek ever shared the screen together? Because I want to see that.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? Seriously. But even like in Desperado, you know, he's still a cowboy, you know, even in Once Upon a Time in Mexico, the movie, you know, it's that same type of, you know, vibe where there's a cowgirl and a cowboy. But, you know, the cowboy represents a white and the vaquera represents the Hispanic.
Even if you cut, you know, just like Baquera from one movie and then a cowboy from a completely different movie, but it's just these clips of these wonderful
that's really cool.
women and in these, you know,
That's really cool.
Dudes. And it's just, I'm going to keep watching because I'm like, oh, there's the Sam Elliott from, you know, Tombstone, you know, and there's
who's your cowboy
from, you know, your Dawn dancing on the bar top with the Python before she vamps out. And there's,
that's really cool.
Because what's next? And also, these are awesome, you know, classics. Actresses. And
that's brilliant. Like you take the one shot. You find a Giphy of the one shot. Let's say if it's a girl. Let's say it's you. Okay.
Right.
And then you find the one shot of Sam Elliott because that's your like celebrity heartthrob. Let's say that's Sam Elliott. Just roll with me on this. And you find that one where he just looks really. That one Giphy where he looks like really just super sexy, and then you're like vamping it up on the on the duet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now every girl gets the opportunity to hey, if it's Brad Pitt, let's find him.
And a river runs through it.
Yeah.
What was that other movie he was in? What was it? Where he was Tristan. Fall? Yes, that's the movie. That's the cowboy.
There you go.
So you know what? You go and you do that, and then maybe you're Team Jacob on the Twilight series or whatever, you know. And so girls, who's your cowboy? I want to hear about it. And then and then they get to just shout to the top of the treetops about whoever blows their skirt up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that could be something that has the DNA again to catch on.
Right.
If you get enough of those out there to do that. That's super fun.
That's awesome.
That's super fun. I was going to say like just Giphys of like, you know, like those famous love stories of those famous love scenes.
Right.
But I think this is better because it's interactive and it could go there. That's genius.
So we're dancing and drooling over cowboys. That's what it should be called. Dancing and drooling.
Yeah. Well, I think we got a lot of good looks at that, Leah. Thank you. Keep in mind with this stuff, it's not like this or that, or we could do this or we could do that, which is the way artists and industry people are used to thinking about the journey of a video concept because you have to land on one lily pad.
Right.
Here, it's okay. You've got your lily pad for that music video. It's done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now it's not which one of these do you want to use? It's like how many of them can you get done?
Yeah,
do
exactly.
Them all. How many of them can use them all? How many of them can you get done? You
know? Yeah. Right. And do you guys have, because I know people say like post, you know, as much like on Instagram, you have to post a certain way. You know what I mean? Like don't over inflect. And that algorithm is wild and on the loose. But like on TikTok, they say, and I don't know this, but, you know, post 2 times a day or post as much as possible, or it doesn't matter what you post, just as long as you're nailing it in their head. What is, I mean, is there a method to the madness, or is it just like you said, throwing spaghetti on the wall and seeing if it sticks?
Let's say you and I hung out for a weekend, right? And we went and just shot a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? We shot some footwork shots. We got 4 or 5 different, clearly different dancers, or let's just say 4 or 5 different sets of shoes.
Right.
And we're like right up there on the floor with them doing their thing. And then we went and got some old people. And then we went and not for nothing, like that. I think rodeo thing too is super awesome. Like just getting, because that's also part of your brand.
Yes.
Right. That is a deeply ingrained in your soul. Like you were raised in that. You obviously excel in that, but you come by it honestly because you're your dad. Right. And so any shots of that, which speaks to the rodeo community, and they're going to understand this story and they're going to relate, but we have all those. And then, man, I would dole them out 1 a day. You know what I mean? I think, but being consistent about it.
Right.
Right. Like I wouldn't just vomit them all out in one day. If you can come up with, you know, 15 different 30-second pieces of film that, you know, or however long that chorus is and go 15 days and see what you can get started.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and all your TikTok friends and Instagram friends, any influencer friends that you have that you know, or that follow you, who know you and who like you, hey, what, you know, just reach out to them, DM them. What do you think of this? Like, I'm trying to do this and that, like any ideas, and see what kind of feedback they give you and see if you can't get something started. Because if it catches on, because enough influencers do it, and then guess what? Heavy rotation.
Yeah, exactly.
Get on the cowboy.
Yeah. They're moving like owls on the floor.
man. I love awesome. It. You know? Killer. So great job, Leah. You got anything else, Brad, before you wrap
up? We have a great event coming up. You know, we mentioned Ray Hamilton earlier, and Ray and Leah and I are partnering together for this music industry pitch event. And so we do this once in a while. So Leah has, she said yes to be our special guest. So our job is we're trying to find her next hit. We're trying to find her next single, her next project worth of songs.
Yes.
And so we're gathering songs from the Songwriting Pro and Song Placement Pro communities and anybody who wants to send it in. Basically, we have a couple live events coming in. You send your song in. Ray and I go through in our teams and try to find the 10 for each event that we think have the best chance of catching Leah's attention in a good way and becoming a hit for her. And then we all hop on a Zoom call. Everyone, you know, she listens to the song, gives feedback. And so through this is a great head start if you're listening to this, Climbers, because you've heard about her brand, her story. You've heard this, you know, one of the singles so far. Go check out the rest of it. If you have something that fits, you can get all the details on how to send it in at songwritingpro.com/musicindustrypitch. This is a live pitch. We just had one from our last one with award-winning Southern Gospel Christian artist Gary Chapman, who is committed to cutting one of the songs from that last event by a guy named Patrick Dodge. And so they're like, we're cutting it. And so, you know, he found a song that he loved. He found a lot of songs he liked. He found one he loved. So this is for real. This could end up really being a cut if you find the right thing and get you on someone's radar. So again, that's at songwritingpro.com/musicindustrypitch. There are two deadlines because we're doing two events. All right. First deadline is coming up December 1st. Second one is January 2nd. So we're just finding the 10 best from each one, or actually the 20 best overall that we can, to pitch them to Leah and hopefully blow her doors off.
Yes.
There you go. First of all, I love that. And I can't wait to see how that turns off. These are real live events, y'all. Leah, where can everybody find you that wants to hear you, like on social, all across the board? What are the handles?
So you can go to Leah Turner Music across all boards, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and then Leah Turner, of course, on all the DSPs and streaming platforms to find, hopefully, if you're a vaquera, you can find your cowboy through listening to those songs and get inspired.
I love it. All right, guys. And hey, if you want some more information on just, rewiring your brain on how to put your creative energy towards something that is going, a promo strategy that's going to work on a digital platform, I've got a free PDF download for you. It's called giftfromjohnny.com. If you go there, it's like whoever owns the traffic rules the road is the name of the PDF. This is a lengthy document that just gets you understanding exactly why you've been frustrated here in the past, because everybody just very naturally is applying broadcast ideas to digital platforms and it does not work. You know it doesn't work. This is why you're frustrated. But it's only because you're not honoring the platform. This will help give you a bunch of insight on how to honor that platform. And then you're going to be motivated to not only cook up the stuff you just heard on today's episode, but also execute it because you know it's time to do something different.
Right.
Because what you're doing now isn't working. Okay. And this stuff works and people start to make money. And this is what we want to do for you. Okay. So just go to giftfromjohnny.com. Tell me where to send it. Leah, you are amazing. I love that you got your own lane. It is crisp, clean air. There's nothing going on in that lane.
You
could fall asleep at the wheel and you're not going to hit anything. I love this.
Except a hit song.
So smart. So best of luck to you. I hope you find a bunch of songs from with Brent and Ray's thing with the play for
Music Industry Pitch. Yep.
Music Industry Pitch, sorry. And we keep changing that. So. And anyway, guys, that's why we're here. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
Challenge accepted.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.